Hey. Well, I know that woke you up, right? Or pissed you off or something. I hope it didn't piss you off too much, but I gotta tell you, you know, that's the kind of music that you feel when you're there. You know, when you're at a Crown Hate Ruin show, it's like the sound surrounds you and penetrates you. And, well, that sounds kind of strange. But what I meant was it's just very thick with sound. So we got a couple of things to mention here. Since I am talking to you over the lovely Frédéric Chopin, with some Wolf Mother on the way, so get ready to get your head rocked again. The Echo Park Film Center is having an evening tonight. No, it's May 19th through 21st. It's a couple of days. The Youth Film Festival is happening there, the second annual International Youth Film Festival at Echo Park Film Center. Oh, this mic is going in and out. Well, that's lovely technology for you here. With our open window to the lovely street traffic and pollution. Anyway, Echo Park Film Center is located at 1200 North Alvarado Street in Los Angeles. The number is 213-484-8846. The little motto here is, sell your TV and come to the cinema. And Echo Park Film Center is a really cool place where a lot of volunteers spend a lot of time teaching kids and adults and whoever wants to learn video editing, video making, production, the whole run of it. And tonight, the youth aspect of Echo Park Film Center is having a movie that they made called Red Hill. And I know there's some story along with the Red Hill, but I'm not exactly sure what it is, so I apologize. DJ Chicken Leather could give you some more information on that. But go check it out. I'm going to run down there tonight at 7 and try to check out that Red Hill movie. And then the other thing you need to know about is May 28th, which is in fact a Sunday, so keep that in mind. At Safari Sam's, we're going to be having a bit of a Kill Radio benefit. And it's called Cybersex Cabaret. Enticing. And we'll have, I think it's the full name of this band is 8-Bit Drunk Robots, but it just says 8-Bit up here on the flyer. And DJ Swamp and Alpha Shemale and Jen Sincero, who is another one of our DJs, is going to be speaking there. And she does a sex column somewhere on the internet. Maybe it's LA Alternative? I don't know. Anyway, I know I've seen it somewhere. I can't remember where. Nerve? Anyway, Jen Sincero. And lots of other fun things. And I think Trombone Mary is somebody who plays instruments with her toes through fishnet stockings. Donation is $15 or $10 in cyber lingerie, BDSM or human art. And $5 before 9 p.m. and after 1 a.m. And if you want more information about that, you can give me a call, 213-252-0998. You can check out the website, which is how you turned on to this show. That is Frequency and Phrenology, Songs and Sounds to Mold Your Mind.
I had nothing but a piece of paper.
tell me what that song sounds like. Da, da, da. Sounds like something else.
Yes.
And I can't figure out. Okay, well, if you know, give me a call.
Like you. off the air about some Kill Radio business just for a few minutes.
Oh, okay, but I'm going to talk to you on the air right now.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Hey, Hassan. You're on, baby.
Oh, my God. I was saying a belated happy Mother's Day to all the moms in Kill Radio land.
I think that's so sweet. And even though I'm not a mother, I got a happy Mother's Day greeting, too.
Well, this was to your mom, too, because your mom's a Kill Radio mom.
Yes, she sure is.
And your aunt's.
Yep.
And on my mom is a Kill Radio mom, so all the Kill Radio moms, a special happy belated Mother's Day.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, Hassan.
And everybody come to the, I want to see everybody at the fundraiser on the date, Katrina.
May 28th, 2006.
Which is how many weeks away now?
Like one. It's next weekend.
And we have a huge poster. I just hung it up in the
It's a beautiful poster.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful poster, and it's going to be at Safari Sam's, and that's at 5214 West Sunset. Do you know, like, what area of Sunset that is?
Oh, I can tell you exactly, because every single guy in L.A. knows where that building is. It's the old strip club.
Oh, really?
No, I was never there. Seriously. I drove by it a million times.
Uh-huh.
But I was never in there. No, I wasn't.
Okay, but whatever you said.
It's this old strip.
I know what your poetry sounds like.
But it's just, it's been known as this strip club. It's right.
Safari Sam's itself was a strip club?
Beg pardon, I didn't hear you.
I said Safari Sam's was a strip club?
Oh, yeah, the building it was in.
Okay.
For the past 6 or 7 years, it's been a well-known, like, really underground strip club in Hollywood.
Wow.
But all that is gone. They totally gutted the building, I heard. And Sam put a lot of money into it. They rebuilt it from the, you know, inside from the ground up.
All right.
And we all got to support Sam because he's a new club owner in Hollywood. I heard he's a really nice guy.
Uh-huh.
And he loves to support, like, local political.
Yeah, he's given us a whole night for Kill Radio. That's pretty nice.
I some friends of mine who knew him when he used to have a club in Redondo Beach said he's a really great guy. He likes helping especially the left-wing community.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But real quick, where he's at, everybody out there, is he's in the Hollywood section of Los Angeles. He's on such this great Sunset Strip.
Oh, it is on the Strip, okay.
Just, well, no, not that end, but just Sunset Strip and Sunset for our fans listening in London. But anyway, we're an international station, but he's on Sunset Boulevard, right, he's just a little bit east of the Hollywood Freeway.
A little east of the Hollywood Freeway.
About a half mile east of the Hollywood, but Sunset Boulevard, which Katrina, you know Sunset Boulevard crosses the Hollywood Freeway.
Yeah.
And Sam's is on Sunset.
Okay.
Just about maybe a quarter mile east of the freeway.
On the north side? That big, like, what used to be a blue building or something?
South side.
South side. Okay, I'm not thinking that.
No, you're thinking of Fountain.
Isn't there a big strip club up there?
You know more about strip clubs than I do.
Uh-huh. I don't know about
okay,
that.
Okay, Katrina, you're telling on yourself.
I know Jumbo's Clown Room.
No. Okay, it's down the street from Jumbo's.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Okay.
No, Jumbo's, Katrina, is on Hollywood Boulevard.
Ooh, I'm sorry, I'm getting confused.
The famous Jumbo's where Courtney Love used to dance.
Courtney Love used to dance there?
Yep, so you hear all this gossip on Kill Radio.
Oh, I thought, you know what I heard today too? That Courtney Love and Trent Reznor are dating.
Okay, now I don't know that much about Trent Reznor, but I have a huge crush on Courtney Love.
Oh, you do?
Oh my God.
Cute.
If anybody out there can get me a date with Courtney Love, I love her.
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, I like her in a lot of ways, but then there are a lot of ways I'm not really fond of her, so.
Well, you know, I haven't.
I'm ambivalent.
To be truthful, I haven't listened to that much of her music, but she seems like such a strong person, a strong woman.
She really is. She really is strong, and she really puts it into her music, and I think that's great, because a lot of women, they really hold back putting their stuff into their music.
She actually kind of reminds me in a weird way of a new, I can never pronounce this word, new millennium Janis Joplin.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because Janet, my girl, she used to scream.
Uh-huh.
She was known for her screaming and sounding good.
You are right about that.
But listen, anyway, so I want to see everybody at Safari Sam's.
Okay.
What date again?
May 28th, next Sunday.
And I'm sure Katrina will be giving the address all for the rest of her show.
Yeah,
and I have
did
to
it
go-
once.
I have to go, Katrina.
Oh, are you going to go to Echo Park Film Center tonight?
I think I am. I'm going to fix a pot of my famous bean dip.
Oh, good.
It's potluck.
Right on.
And I'm going to pop my head in the door.
It's a potluck? Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to do something about that, too.
We'll stop at the gourmet section of Ralph's up the street. So they have a great gourmet. The Ralph's up the street, not the one in Echo Park, they don't have any amenities.
Okay.
But the Ralph's right up the street from the radio station has a great deli section.
All right.
On the corner of Sunset and right, where Sunset and Hollywood come together to the Ralph, a great Ralph.
Right on, right on.
And I have to go, and we love everybody in Kill Radio Land.
Yes, thanks for listening. And thanks for calling, Hassan. I'll see you later.
Okay, so we have to talk some Kill Radio business off the air.
Oh, okay, got it. All right, we're going to pull. Okay, I'm pulling you out. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We had a little business to discuss, and of course what I had done was I had put on this little tune to be background music for more lovely sound of my voice. And then we got to talking because there were questions. Because I happen to be one of the financial folks here at Kill Radio. We keep the place on the ground because we try to make sure all the money goes into a bank account so we can actually use it in the future. And, you know, if you want to donate, please feel free. You can go to our Kill Radio website and check out the PayPal link and do it through PayPal. You can send us a check and we give you the address there. So that was a little business that I had to attend to, and I'm so sorry about that. But at least you got to hear about our benefit once again. And I know there are other things going on tonight, but I know one thing that I'm going to tonight you can't go to. So, sorry. But I'm sure there's something else going on that's really fun. Oh, Hangar 1018. Nathan Cartwright, who does The Hive, is going to be having a lot of people over to Hangar 1018 tonight called Max. And I know Chrissy's Bigger Critters are going to be there, so you might want to check that out. I'll probably be over there at some point. This was some Ulrich Schnauss, and I'm going to tell you that there's something up next that I actually don't know what it is, because it's one of those things that I have in my list that just says track 7. So we'll see what that is. And you give me a call if you want to, 213-252-0998. To a radio station. Gentlemen, Petra Hayden. Petra Hayden, who I believe did all of the sound on that with her voice. Maybe she had some other people. Maybe you can tell me if you know for sure. But I think most of that on that was her. And then I saw her live with her group of women that sing with her. And they rocked. They fucking rocked. So check them out. I think the live stuff is actually better than that CD. You know, just because seeing it live, it just kind of makes your hair stand up a little bit on your arms or your back or what maybe. And which is otherwise known as piloerection. Isn't that nice? So, so yeah, check them out if you can. It's cool stuff. And he, that's Petra Hayden, the sister of Josh Hayden. He has his own band with my friend Randy, and they're trying to, you know, get out there and get seen, go to Europe sometime soon. And then they are the son and daughter of, okay, now I'm going to sound stupid, but it's a jazz great, I believe, and I can't remember his first name, but he's a Hayden too. It's a musical family, which I think is cool. And Josh Hayden's band played Jack Black's wedding, because you know how I like to gossip. That's right, the doctor likes to gossip too. And I haven't gotten any medical questions this afternoon, so, you know, if you want to ask anything, you can feel free. 213-252-0998. Otherwise, you can check out the blog on my website, drgroovy.net. Spell out all of that, drgroovy.net. And you can put comments up, or you can email me, and I will address your most secret, intimate, embarrassing issues. Kind of like I'm sweeping the floor. So, nothing scares me is what I'm saying, okay? And then there's another blog on there, and you can see some other stuff on the website. We're still building it out. My wonderful cousin in Georgia built that. And so there you go. There's my little advertisement for myself today. Maybe that means I'll have to play one of my old songs, too. But maybe not. I don't know. And AOL Instant Messenger at Kill Radio Station, all one word. And if you have other events you want me to mention, I will do that for you as well. And keep in mind that we're going to have, I'm going to get Andy back for more of those interviews, because they rocked the house last week. I hope you were here last week for interviews. We heard from Henry Rollins and Thievery Corporation. And William Shatner himself. It was a wonderful day. So keep on listening. This is Phaser, Baby Blue, the Petra Hayden, the Octopus Project, Something I Didn't Know. And now we've got Primitive Machines, Brad and Adam. I was just doing a little filming for Brad. He's got this great thing called Shadow Dancers, where you dance behind a white screen kind of thing. It's really fun. So this is Brad in this band too, Primitive Machines. Killradio.org.
There is a
Okay, that was Seth and Juliana, some friends of mine from Portland, Oregon, who used to be in a band called The Quails. And I think I told you this story before, but they're a wonderful couple who lives up in Portland, who I think are married by now. I think they got married recently, but I may be wrong about that. It may have been another friend of mine. Anyway, but they're a couple, and they have this basement studio kind of thing, you know, just like you have a pool table in your basement. They've got, you know, a soundproof studio in their basement, and I think they built it themselves, and they just go down there and make music, and it's great, great music. So I guess that's the music world today, is you can just go to your basement and make it sound pretty damn good. And of course they are really great musicians, so it's not like they just kind of popped open a computer and recorded it. So anyways, Seth and Juliana, I don't think that is a CD available anywhere. They gave it to me as a little present, so. But if you want to check out The Quails, that was their previous band. And you got some Rapture, Sister Savior, some Primitive Machines. Yes, I am playing long songs. And I hope that's okay with you. But that's why Kill Radio rocks so hard, because you can play a 5-minute song or a 6-minute song, and it's okay. I got a funny email here that asks me my clinical opinion of this outdoor music festival thing that happened recently. And a guy said that he met a girl who wanted to honor her inner mermaid that day, and so was wearing a green top and some green shorts. And as this afternoon unfolds, the guy is all of a sudden seeing her skin turn green and start to become scaly and whatnot. And so he thinks he's watching her morph into a mermaid. And so he puts water on her. And then she, like, lies there for 15 minutes. And then she says she starts to feel better and her skin gets less green then. So my clinical opinion is that sounds like mushrooms or acid. And the girl may have had something like GHB, so she was like gasping for air. She looked like she was gasping for air like a fish is the way he described it. And people do turn green, you know, when they get sick. They kind of get this greenish hue. So actually, I could see that being possible. I could see there could be a logical explanation for that. But I think the real explanation is probably a little bit of, you know, extra added assets, shall we say, to this gentleman's weekend. So that's all I had to say on that matter. But you can email me your questions, whatnot, if you want to. And I will answer your questions too. And the number is 213-252-0998. Please remember we are having a benefit at Safari Sam's 5214 Sunset on May 28th with 8-Bit DJ Swamp and Alpha Shemale. Hey, I'll play some Alpha Shemale so you can hear what it sounds like. Frequency and Phrenology with Dr. Groovy on Kill Radio. Okay, I think you guys know my story about scary dive there. Oop, sorry, bad stuff. Get back to you later.
Just give me a no. maybe it'll go away. Please rest tomorrow, bring a satisfied day. The restless urge and love that's worth the burning for. Surely it's that one comforting love to give you more. And if I could be in the beginning, brand new tangled with your sleeping, anyone could be brand new love.
I love that kind of stuff. Those little kind of ending crazy instrumental things. I like that one on, I think it was the Slow Dive song earlier that we played, that I like that ending kind of madness that they have there. So it's about time for me to walk out of here. It's about 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. You've been listening to Frequency and Phrenology with Dr. Groovy. And Lisa, if you're listening, I know it sucks to not move around too much right now, but it's good for Maya. So let's, yeah, I think you know the trick. It's good to keep her in the incubator a little while longer. And hopefully you get your... My friend Lisa is, I'm just going to tell you, she's pregnant. And she just stepped through a hole, like there was a hole in her, or a loose spot on the roof. And she just stepped right through her deck thing. She's pregnant. Hello, lawsuit. Well, it sounds like it to me at least. But anyway, so little Maya isn't supposed to come out yet. And that kind of thing can throw your uterus into irritability is what we call it. And it's actually contractions. And you don't want that to happen unless it's time for the baby to come on out. So I hope you're doing well, Lise. And Jason and Maya, and we'll talk to y'all later on. I think it's the remix of the, is it the Strange Love Addiction, Supreme Beings of Leisure. Keep on listening and check out drgroovy.net. Echo Park Film Center is tonight. If you want to check that out, at Alvarado and Sunset in Echo Park. And then come on down for our benefit at Safari Sam's, May 28th, 2006. 8-bit DJ Swamp, Alpha Shemale. That was the song I played a little while ago called Gimme an O. It's going to be 9 to 2 a.m. 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., that is. And Safari Sam's is at 5214 Sunset, 90027. Check it out. See ya. Love y'all. Dr. Groovy signing off.
Like when you were young. They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Fire, and the clouds would catch the colors of red.